You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. OBM, Ohio Business Machines, preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns. You know that every day is game day in your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. Joining us now on the Ohio Business Machines hotline, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan. Jim, how are you?
I am good, guys. Good to be with you.
Jim, it is good to be with you as well. Long time since we last chatted. A lot has happened. We'll start with the schedule being released yesterday. What were your first thoughts?
My first thoughts were that I think if you come out of training camp and out of the preseason and you're really ready to go, I think you have a situation where you could get off to a pretty good start. I mean, I think if you go into the Meadowlands and play the Jets hard, I mean, I think that that's, you know, certainly within the realm of possibility that if you're playing well at the time and really are ready to go for the regular season, you could go in there and really compete and come out of there with a win and then come home and have those two home games against Tennessee and the Raiders. And I think that you could get yourself off to a good start. And, you know, then I think obviously, you know, there are different chunks of the schedule that get very, very difficult for them. I mean, you know, especially later in the year when you start doing, you're playing the 49ers, you're playing, although I don't know, you know, what the 49ers are going to be like, but you know, a trip to Seattle is going to be, you know, an epic kind of situation for them going into that kind of an environment. And, you know, tough games at the end, as you would expect. And I'm excited to see them back on Monday Night Football. It's been a while. So
awesome.
And the fact that it's home, I think that's going to be great.
It is going to be great, Jim. And do you think that the two primetime regular season games along with a primetime preseason game is kind of a reward for the strides that this organization has made from one year to the next under Mike Pettine as head coach?
Yeah, you know, Matt, the thing is that sometimes it gets lost, and especially with the way the year ended last year and the fact that they lost five games in a row at the end of the year. What gets lost is that, you know, they were really in it pretty late, and they were even in most of those games, if not ahead late in those games, in the five games that they lost. But the fact is that they did improve. I mean, they were 7-9, and they were right there at the top of the division, you know, at a significant part of the schedule had already gone past. So, I mean, as they made the turn for home, they were certainly right there in contention. It was just that they couldn't finish it off again. But, yeah, I think so, and I think that you know, people are looking at them like maybe they're a team on the rise with a few things here and a big thing, obviously, if they could get a quarterback. But I do. I think that, you know, they're on the doorstep of becoming, you know, a national story as far as a good feel story in the NFL. And that's what the networks like to capture in a nationally televised game.
Talking with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, but you already knew that because you have heard him talking Browns for a long, long time. Jim, the players back here in Berea. I'm sure you heard Mike Pettine's press conference. What was your reaction to what the head coach had to say?
Well, I think the thing I liked about it was that, you know, I always like Mike Pettine's press conferences.
He's great.
First of all, I find them, you know, really terrific. They're a good listen, and it's great to be in the room because I think he's the coolest customer in the room when you're in the room with him. So I think he handles everything just, you know, straight on. But the thing I liked and the thing that everybody was addressing yesterday, whether it was with Mike Pettine, Nathan, or with any player that we got a chance to talk to, the first three questions were always about Johnny Manziel. How is he? How do you think he looks? How do you think it's going to work out? The thing I liked about Mike is that, you know, he put it right in perspective and hit it right on the mark. When he said, you know, and he said, I've told this to Johnny a number of times, but certainly it's applicable now too, that, you know, the words kind of are vacant until we see the actions. I mean, the words are fine, and Johnny's very good at it, and he can craft a great statement, and he can stand in front of a bank of microphones and do a good job, and he speaks the language very well. But now we're past that. We need to see the actions.
Yep.
We need to see better practice habits, you know, more intent on being a great player, and then certainly taking it out on the field and making plays and being a quarterback in the NFL and hopefully our quarterback. And I think that that is exactly where that whole story lies right now. It's in his hands, but it's beyond words, and now we have to see it go out on the field, and it starts really on the practice field.
Jim, you and I have got to spend some time together here on Cleveland Browns Daily in the past few weeks. Haven't heard from you in a couple weeks. The draft is now 8 days away. Has anything changed in your perspective? You know, who are you liking? Whose mock draft are you really following and taking a liking to leading up to the draft?
Well, the thing I like is that the Browns are such a story once again in the draft. And, you know, people are wondering what they're doing. And obviously, are they going to be super aggressive and be the story of the first round once again like they were last year? And are they going to move around? And specifically, are they going to move up? I mean, are they going to decide that they're going to be super aggressive and maybe take a shot at going after Marcus Mariota or somebody else that they deem that they would have to go up and get? Are they going to be very, very aggressive that way? Or are they going to be content with the quarterback room the way it is right now with McCollum, Manziel, you know, Connor Shaw, and Thad Lewis, and kind of ride it out and then make picks at 12 and 19, which would be more conservative, I think, than, you know, they have been certainly last year, and try and help the football team out, you know, in specific areas of need? You know, would they go get a pass rusher? Would they go get somebody that will help them stop the run? Or would they also, you know, consider going and getting their own, you know, decision or, you know, game-breaking wide receiver or something like that? So those are the two areas. Are they going to be super aggressive and make a big play in the draft, and that would have Mariota's name on it? Or would they go and help themselves at 12 and 19 and just stay at those spots and kind of just fill some holes and some needs? And that's the intriguing part, I think, of the draft, and certainly specific to the Browns. Certainly, it's interesting to see what they'll do.
It is very interesting to see what the Browns will do in the draft that is just 8 days away now. Talk about Marcus Mariota. Would you be in favor of giving up all the picks it would take to go get Mariota at this point?
Well, you know, when Nathan, I mean, if you really feel that you know, you're, there's a couple of things here. I was thinking about that in anticipating talking with you guys. Is that, I mean, I think still Manziel has a grip on the organization that they have to kind of decipher where he is. And you know, is he a future quarterback in the NFL? I mean, and in Cleveland, is he the guy? Because if they feel that they can ride that out and that he can be the guy at some point, then I think McCollum and Matt, you've talked about this in the past, can be that bridge quarterback to get them to that point. But if they don't, and if they feel that they've got enough ammunition and that they once again need to be aggressive and go find the quarterback, which I think we all agree is the position that has kind of strangled the team, then I think you know, they should try and do it. And then I would be willing, if they're convinced that he's the guy that would be the future of the team and may have to be the president of the team, too, if you were going to put him in right away. Although McCollum does give you some breathing room with allowing a young quarterback, you know, to not be put out there before it's absolutely, you know, the right time to put him out there. So I would be in favor of doing it because I've just watched this one position hold this team back, you know, since 1999.
Jim, it's been a little bit over a week, but the new uniforms were revealed. Two-part question for you. First impressions, or your impressions of the uniform, and secondly, what is your favorite combo that you'd love to see the Browns wear this upcoming season?
Well, I tell you what, you guys did a great job on your shows, and Nathan, you did a great job at the convention center last
Thank
week,
you.
And it was an exciting time, and I really loved it. Now, I do tell you, I'm kind of an old fogey. I do like the old uniforms. I like tradition. I mean, I like the Montreal Canadiens uniform. I like, you know, I like the Packers uniform. I like the Raider uniform, and I like the Browns uniform. But I was all in. And the combination, I liked all of them. I really did. And I'm not dancing around it. I thought that they did a great job in putting together color schemes. I really did. I didn't know if I would be a fan of the all orange, but maybe it just really looked terrific on Dante Whitner, as most uniforms do. But
good.
I really liked that a great deal, and I know a lot of people, young and old, really like that combination. I love the white jersey with the orange number and things like that. I like the orange with the brown. I thought a bunch of really exciting combinations, and it will be fun every week to see what they come out wearing.
It will be. That'll be part of it. You could have a white out, a brown out, an orange out. It's going to be a lot of fun, I think, to see those uniforms and how they choose.
No more shutouts, Nathan.
No more shutouts. No more of those.
No way.
Yes, we've had too many of those. Talking with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns here from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Jim, Joe Haden seems to me to have taken on a bigger and bigger leadership role this season, especially this offseason, talking about spending time with Justin Gilbert, talking about Johnny Manziel, the team at large. I'm very impressed with him. What were your takeaways from talking to him when he was back here in the building, or at least hearing the comments he's made?
Yeah, well, I was standing right in front of him yesterday, and I too was very, very impressed with him. And here's the thing, Nathan, that just really struck me was when Joe said, hey, you know what, I'm coming into my sixth year right now. And in fact, the follow-up question I said to him, hey, Joe, that is shocking to me to hear that you've been around 6 years. You're coming into your sixth year, because time really does fly for all of us, but certainly for an NFL player.
Yes, it does.
And for a guy like Joe Haden, what I noticed on his face at that point in time was, yeah, I'm going into my sixth year, and I'm over the fact that I've gone to Pro Bowl. I want to win. And I saw that, not only heard it in his words, but I saw it in his face that, you know, there's a little bit of a, I've watched Joe Thomas, and, you know, I've watched him, and it's not that I don't want to be like him, but I want to be in big games. I don't want to wait any longer. So if it takes me even being more of a leader, if it takes me dragging Justin Gilbert to train with me in the offseason, then it's going to get done, because I'm done. It was great going to the Pro Bowls, but I want to be in big games. I want to be in playoff games. I want to be in games in December that are deciding, a wild card playoff spot or a division championship and home field in the opening round, all of the things that go along with being a great team. And I think he's saying, hey, listen, enough time has gone by. You're never guaranteed six more years.
No.
So I just don't want to be a guy that in my in my biography they say, he was a five-time Pro Bowler but never played on a winning team. And I think that there was, I'm not saying there was fear, but there was great determination. And I think the giddy, happy-go-lucky Joe Haden, I know he's still in the body, but he's a very grown-up, determined Joe Haden right now. And I really was very, very impressed. It really struck me, standing there beside him yesterday, that he is definitely dialed up and ready to go.
I could not agree more. Jim, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to talking with you soon. And, of course, the draft 8 days away. Going to be exciting to see the 10 new Browns, or however many end up coming to the Browns when the Browns have those 10 picks starting in Chicago next Thursday.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, was our guest there. When we come back, Charlie Casserly, the former general manager of the Houston Texans, was on the Rich Eisen podcast and talked a lot about the Cleveland Browns. We'll have that interview for you when we return.
Like the legend of the Phoenix. With beginnings, what keeps the planet spinning?